Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast! Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season... We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That man made your coffee. Just want you to know. I want to point that out to you.
Maybe that's why I couldn't drink it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that is true. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app. You can also find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. Wherever you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate it. We'll take you all the way up till the end of this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Why was Steph crying, though?
I don't get it.
Why was he so upset?
I don't know. Just emotional. Maybe because it's all coming to an end. That great era of Warriors basketball. And
did he get poked in the eye?
No. No,
he was crying, dog. Like, he was upset. He kicked the S out of a chair.
Somebody cutting onions.
That chair did not deserve that treatment that Steph Curry gave him.
Do you guys ever get emotional nowadays, like randomly by your kids?
Yeah.
I told you, I cried the other day. When she cut. Yeah, she cut. I told you I was in the ER on Saturday.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
So.
Yeah, Jonas was.
Oh, you weren't here.
Yeah.
Oh, so Penn was like doing kid things, laying on her. She's got this big window, and it's got a bench in front of the window, like the big bench in front of this big.
What's up, big window?
Yeah. And she was laying on her back, and she had her feet on the windows and was like tapping.
I'm a spit take. I'm talking about your daughter
going
to
right?
the hospital.
To the ER.
And y'all sitting there.
Y'all are out a savages, man.
He just shouted out a window. Y'all kind of spit take my coffee.
I mean, she is okay. Otherwise, I've been like, you guys are real like a-holes for that.
I mean, it's the second time I've heard the story.
Yeah, it is
so
the second
like,
time. And she's okay. She's okay now. Yeah, yeah. We're days. Yeah. Like, she's not even using her crutches anymore. But, I mean, she, long story short, just she broke the window. And, like, that glass tore her leg up.
Oh, no.
Bro, I was in the ER when the doctor removed the bandage because I saw it. But you know how it was like, it was so bad that the blood was just going. So when I saw it, it was like filled up with blood. So, we just kept it like pressure on it. When that doctor removed it and cleaned it, bro, I started crying, dog. I was crying, dog. Like, I didn't let her see it. I turned because I didn't want her to see it. But, bro, I was in tears, man.
How did she not see you?
Because I turned my head.
Were you choked up or were you just eyes watering?
I turned away from her. While everything was going on,
I'm saying, were you like choked up, like like
it was like it was a quick cry. It wasn't like I was sobbing and weeping, and it was like, you know, she could hear me crying and my shoulders was going. It's just like when I saw it, I turned my head and then just a whole bunch of tears was running down my, you know, out my eyes. So I got my face dried up before I turned back around to
that's smart.
Yeah. I didn't want her to see me crying, so I didn't want her to panic. Not that I didn't want her to just see me. I didn't want her to panic. Because she was taking it like a soldier. She's like, yeah, it's okay. I'm sitting there looking at her like, it's not okay.
Right.
It is not okay.
How many stitches?
11.
Oh,
yeah. How about that, man?
11 stitches.
How about that? Right. It was a sign from God.
It was. Took a bad moment and made it into a cool moment. She's like, how about that, Daddy? It's our number. Like, yeah, well.
That was what got you. That's what you started to get choked up on.
No. When she cleaned that thing off and was about to start that joint, I was so upset, super upset. You know, felt like I let her down.
Is she 8 years old now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If she was younger, you could just lie about how she got the scar later on in life and like use it as a teaching.
You know what's
lesson.
Crazy, dude? When you take your kids in, and I get it, there's people who, there's obviously issues going on. But, like, they will question you.
Oh, they asked her.
How this happened. They take
her.
The kid to the side. They're like, is mommy and daddy mad? Like, it's just a weird process now.
Oh, yeah. They asked her, does she want to hurt herself? They asked her all kinds of different questions.
Really?
Yeah, like an 8-year-old's ready to understand really what that question's entailing.
She's 8 years old.
I know.
Hurt her, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They ask questions now. They do ask questions.
Just wait, dude. Wait till a little man has to go to the ER, and they start being like, "Oh, is daddy nice to you? Is he, you know, like?" There's some. It's like a weird deal because like you're obviously like broken up.
Yeah,
the best for your kid.
You're right. And I'm looking at the lady. Asking,
people looking at you all suspect.
She's asking the questions.
Johnson, what'd you do?
I didn't want to say anything that would trigger anything either. So I'm on the inside.
You don't want to be hostile.
Yeah, you don't want to get dealt with.
I'm on the inside answering her questions. You ain't want to hear it outside. I kept it inside.
What if they looked at you and said, wait a second, were you the guy that went viral because you shouted
fighting,
at a Delta employee?
Or you was fighting coaches at
7-on-7. We've seen this before. Get a security in here.
That is one of my favorite things to play out with VAR is the quote-unquote fight at the 7-on-7. Yeah. Here's VAR, if you didn't react off of it, it wouldn't be as funny. But, like, you do feel the need to defend yourself.
I do, because like, they were trying to cancel me off of that, man.
I know, but we all know there wasn't a fight. It wasn't that.
Yeah,
you were
wasn't.
Trying to – like, we all saw it. But it's just – it makes for better radio if we could lean into it a little harder.
But that old-ass coach ran up on me, though.
He didn't have that oxygen take, bro.
He ran
oxygen
up on
oxygen take, triple amputee, like everything going on there,
I
and you had,
that.
And you had to like assault him in front of all the kids,
yeah.
and then on top of it, like to pour your drink out on his face afterwards. That was the part that I found
what drink?
Insulting.
Golly,
now you're taking it too far, Jonas.
What do you mean?
I know we were good, then you took it too far.
Oh, okay, right. So just what the fake assault was the furthest we.
That's
could
that's enough. Yeah, okay. Imagining LeVar. Hitting some dude with the oxygen tank.
That's cold blooded. No. That's not my style.
It's like,
that's not my style.
It's like the part of training day where he looks at the guy and goes, breathe. Breathe, dog.
I'm just imagining like the guy not running, obviously, because he's dragging an oxygen tank.
No,
like, but coming
run.
Out there too.
He walked up on me though. He walked up on me.
He slowly did.
Yeah, he walked up and then acted Reason. Like a victim when I gave him the attention that he wanted. Then he got all scared.
Now, did you?
Well, you threatened his air supply.
Yeah, I did.
You pinched off his oxygen.
I did.
It was going downhill from there.
Now, did you wrap the cord around his neck or did you just pinch it to where?
Yeah, I just
okay,
pinched
how
it.
Much do you want this? And then let it go.
Yeah,
pinch and release.
It. Then he was like,
okay.
You know, one of those deals. Like, he finally got the oxygen back in, you know. Okay.
I get it.
Y'all stupid.
I know.
I didn't touch that,
but
man.
That's what makes it fun.
And he didn't have an oxygen tank either. But they said he had they said he had a double lung replacement or some transplant from COVID or something like that. And they're like,
what?
You want to attack him? I'm like, dude, I did not attack that man.
Well. I just
Q's looking at it. He's typing all quick. He's looking for it. What the hell?
No. I just could have sworn when I remember watching it after you'd sent it, I was like, I could have sworn there was someone with an oxygen tank walking around there.
No, but it sounds good, though, now that we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Man.
Did you have an FSR IR, by the way?
Jonas.
I mean, we were at Disneyland. What do you expect? Yeah. Of course. Like, and you know the best part about going to places like that? At the end of the day, when you sit down to have dinner, the look on all the parents' face when they're just like, the drink can't come fast enough after what I've dealt with all day. Just kids crying, screaming, like just everything that goes into it. Like I was looking at parents because we just have, you know, one child. I don't know how you manage taking more than like two kids to a theme park under the age of like five or six years old.
Dude, it's you get be so nightmare. Good at math when you've got multiple kids because you're counting the whole time.
All the time.
All the time.
At the beach, at parks, you're always counting.
Like LeVar and I couldn't get our families together because there wouldn't be a point. Him and I would be standing face to face looking at each other and constantly just counting while we're like talking at each other. Like none of us, we would not be paying attention to each other. We'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, okay.
So everything's
one,
good.
Two.
Yep.
Yeah. One, 2, 3, 4. Like we'd be constantly counting to make sure everyone's
you're right.
Somewhere in the vicinity.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're so right. I don't have to so much anymore now, but you're still at that phase. There's a lot. There's a lot to that. But we're gonna go. We usually do a yearly Universal. And do a Disney.
I was going to ask you guys, what's the difference between Disneyland and Disney World?
I've
never been to Disney World.
I think
you can imagine, right, Jonas?
Has generally had more attractions than Disneyland.
Okay.
Is what I would say.
Yeah.
It's. I think there's more to it in Orlando than there is in Disneyland.
Okay.
But I'm not sure where it's at now. Like, I'm not certain. But I would say Disneyland isn't as much fun as Disney World.
Yeah.
Disney World, I think, is bigger.
I've been to both. It's been a long time since I've been at Disneyland. Disneyland did feel smaller.
Yeah, I think it's smaller.
I just want to say bigger is not always better, especially when it comes to theme parks, because then you got to walk more. You got to travel between the theme parks. It requires more days.
Oh, I don't mind Universal Studios. That's fun. Like, you go around, and I'm telling you. Like,
by the way, thank you, Lorena, for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Getting that in there.
I mean,
the way she came.
You felt it was really needed to get that in there.
The opening of it was really a shocker.
Because
you know?
She is a bit of a Disneyland fangirl. Like, you love Disneyland.
You?
She loves
I'm a pass holder. I'm there all the time.
Okay. Oh. One, I think there's a great value in that from what I've heard, because there's people who live where we live and they go to Disney World all the time. Which now there's like a train that goes. It's like a nice train ride too. So it's like a whole experience. But have you been to both or just Disneyland?
Yeah, no, I've been to both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Disney World bigger?
Yeah, it's huge. But
that's the thing.
So even though I don't think they technically have more rides in any of the parks either compared to what's all crammed into Disney. They have a lot of the same stuff.
All I know is I took we had this lady helping us out. And my mom, who's, you know, 67 now, she wanted to go on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. And I took my eldest because she was the only one who really could go. And we were not fed, all right, the proper information, because neither my mom, who's got a heart condition, or my oldest daughter should have been on that ride.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. First off, I don't want to ruin the surprise, but the way the ride starts, it's a bit daunting because it like darts backwards really fast, and then you are going and you're kind of spinning and you're whipping around, and it's kind of like the mummy ride
at the Universal.
Out on that.
Have you ever been on a mummy ride?
No, but
I'd rather be a mummy.
The crazy thing about this thing is it's inside, it's tight, and you feel like, I mean, you're making some hard turns, but dude, it goes up to like 60 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And so I just kept thinking, man, my daughter's going to throw up. She's going to throw up. She held off. My mom was having the time of her life, even though I do think she had like a heart issue later on that day.
Dang.
But we get off that thing, and I always remember my daughter's face being pure white and the lady helping us. she's like, oh, I was wrong. It actually goes a lot faster than what I thought. I was like, yeah. But I don't imagine Disneyland has some of the newer stuff like that.
They have roller coasters, though. They have a coaster, too. Yeah. I know that goddamn mummy ride at Universal. My daughter blew my eardrum smooth out. I mean, she hit an octave in her scream, and I couldn't even enjoy the ride. Like, it was a screaming ride, but she screamed in my ear so bad that it was like I forgot about being exhilarated by the ride, and I'm trying to turn around and look at her like, really? Like, really, bro? Like, that's what we're doing? You're just going to blow my whole entire eardrum out, really? Like, while we're going, like, the ride is still going. I couldn't even enjoy it. Like, I couldn't even do it because she blew my eardrum out, blew it out. But that's like having kids. That's what you start to realize that your kids are going to like, steal the show every time.
Yeah.
They're going to do it every time. No matter what it is, something they're going to do is going to be a showstopper every single time. And you can't anticipate, like, you can anticipate it, but you can't prepare for it because they're going to do something that you couldn't, like, how did you do it? First, you're going to be like, why did you do it? Like, why did you do that? Like, why would you, like, help me understand, why would you do that? And then it's going to turn into, like, everything else.
Do you think there's going to be people in Washington asking the same question when the Commanders are picking number two in the draft?
Why did you do that?
Do you think
did you do that?
You know, because Dan Quinn says
I got faith in Dan Quinn and this new ownership group. I've heard lots of positive things about the culture that's being built there. I've heard a lot of really good things, so I got faith in them.
Jaden Daniels.
I should be a shoe-in.
McCarthy,
I think Chicago should shake it up and take Jaden first.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I'm telling you, I do.
Why is that?
Because he has the same hair as Stroud, and he just won the Heisman. So I'm like, he got the same hairstyle as Stroud. Carolina made the wrong. I'm a Bryce Young fan. I don't want to say they made the wrong decision yet, but they kind of, if we're just looking at it at face value, you know, Texans got the better of the two picks. I just think that, you know what? If I'm the Chicago Bears, I don't want to repeat that.
Yeah, but
so I'm going to go ahead and take the guy that we should have taken, even though we might have more pressure to take the other guy.
Yeah, but Chicago's like a blue-collar monsters of the Midway. Like, Caleb Williams fits
that. He fits that. You're right. You know. That is true.
Yeah.
There's some validity to that. None at all.
I'm just saying. You know.
He fits the Bears like Russell Wilson fits the Steelers.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, well. By the way, that video you sent, was it Sean Merriman?
Is that funny as hell? God. They People got him training. So, they are ruthless, dog.
Russell Wilson can't do a simple workout video without people like editing it to make him throw
an interception. Every time he throws in his workout, it turns out to be an interception.
Like, Jameis Winston does odd workout videos. Like, yeah, that's Jameis. Russell Wilson does it. It's like, oh, let's pick this apart and let's make every throw a pick six. The guy's like a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback, and they got him as like the biggest laughing stock in the position. I don't get it.
It was well done, though.
Oh, so good.
It was well done.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, there you go.
Well, there's all that. All right. So, congratulations to whoever goes number two overall in the NFL draft.
I mean,
Commanders.
Is there the chance that he could go number one overall?
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, no chance.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think it's going to be Caleb.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But Jaden could go number two, right? Yeah. Could go number two, I think. Yeah. By the way, did you see the photo of Jaden Daniels' elbow?
Oh, no, I didn't see the elbow.
Oh, you should Google that. Just Google search or look into Jaden Daniels' elbow.
But he looked yoked up running, though. I didn't know he was that big. Oh, wow. Hold on. Pause. Super pause. I mean, he's really strong.
Who are you talking about? Malik Nabers?
Jaden Daniels. Or was that Nabers?
I didn't see him run yesterday. I thought that was Malik Nabers running.
Maybe that was Malik Nabers.
Yeah. Daniels didn't run the 40.
That was Nabers.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. What?
I had a great comeback for that, but it wouldn't have been appropriate for radio.
No. What is this picture of his?
Let me see it.
It looks like an alien. What is that?
Oh, it's a growth.
Growth my
ass.
That's
not a growth. I think it's like how his arms articulated.
Is that a horn? Is that an elbow horn?
Dude.
Dang, get bowed by him. Throw them bows. Like, no, that should be his theme song.
There's got to be some sort of a glitch. That doesn't make any sense.
Hold on. Let me wheel over there.
He looks like an action figure. What is that? Looks like something's coming out of his... Damn. I mean, since you're over here, let me show you this. It just, like, it's weird.
I would
man.
Tell you what it looked like on break. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, it is a big day. But unfortunately, there's a bigger conversation being had about somebody involved in today's big festivities, and we'll get into that with our insider. That's coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Mylett or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. We are going to have another edition of UNEU Out coming up here a little over 15 minutes from now. But right now, the man that is in is a man who is currently in L.A. for opening day in Major League Baseball, though not quite technically considering they played a couple of games over in South Korea. But But John Paul Morosi, Fox Sports Radio, MLB Insider. You also see him on MLB Network.
JP,
happy opening day to you, and welcome to the bright and early time slot that is LA and morning radio.
Good morning, my friend.
Morning.
Yes,
morning, love
to be on the air with you guys again. I remember the last time we spoke, it was evening time for me in Seoul, South Korea, back here in North America now, and so excited for this holiday that we've got today, MLB opening day.
JP, yeah. So you're in LA, and obviously the big story that, and it actually came out after the game in which we talked to you while you were at the first game of the season in South Korea, was the Shohei Ohtani gambling stuff and his interpreter and all that. How ugly could this get for Shohei, or is it kind of, you know, we've sort of moved on and now we focus and we believe his story because he's got a great reputation and now we just get ready for the season?
Well, Jonas, my view on it is this, that to this point in time, that there is no evidence that anyone has suggested publicly in any of the investigations that are going on or any reporting, there is nothing here to suggest that Shohei has bet on baseball, and he has said he has not bet on any sports. Obviously, there is the involvement of his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, a former interpreter, that has been alleged that he was involved with an illegal bookmaker, and there's an investigation still going on into that. But the good news for baseball, the good news for baseball fans, for the Dodgers, for everybody involved, is that there is no evidence here that Shohei has bet on baseball. And that is, obviously, as we know, the third rail of the sport. That's a no-no. We all understand that. And the good news is that we've got nothing to suggest that happened. Where the investigations go from here is certainly an open question. It's not based on what we know about either the pace of MLB investigations or federal investigations. They are not known for being rapid. We are probably not going to get information on this quickly. And so what we'll probably have for a while is that we've got an ongoing investigation and then a baseball season. And that's obviously the thing that we're able to celebrate and watch unfold. And I do think, Jonas, one question that a lot of fans will have is, how does Shohei respond to the pressure and the negativity that's out there? Because to this point in his career, a lot of things have been very positive. Yes, he has not made the playoffs with the Angels, but his talent and the precociousness that he has, the joy of the game, has made a lot of things very positive for him. And this is now the first time that he might actually encounter some booing or different hostility from road crowds. And I think a lot of people wonder how he'll eventually respond. My expectation is he'll be just fine. He'll be the same player he's always been. But this is certainly one of those mental barriers that he'll have to cross. And certainly to this point, he's played two games in Korea. He played two exhibition games in L.A., and then he went down to Anaheim where he received a very warm ovation and a tribute video for having just won the MVP there last year. So it's now something that we really haven't seen yet, but it's going to be, I think, a huge part of the Dodgers' story as they move through the first several weeks of the season.
JP, I'm hoping you can help us with sorting through everything that we've kind of seen so far, because you've said, well, there's nothing that indicates that he's placed an illegal wager. However, I mean, the money was coming from his account. And I think, you know, skeptics and what we've kind of talked about is, if you are looking for an angle to take to say, hey, maybe he was betting and this guy's just his fall guy, it seems rather kind of convenient. And even how the story came out and the way it was initially introduced, it was like, no, you know, Shohei's paying off his bets. Then it's like, well, wait a second. No, he didn't know this was happening at all. It just all seemed kind of, I don't know if sloppy is the right term for it. I guess help some of the maybe skeptics out there or people who are still kind of looking at this saying, I don't know if I can believe, based on what we've seen and heard so far, that he wasn't involved in this, that he wasn't taking part in potentially laying some of these bets over the course of the last few years?
Yeah, Brady, it's a fair question. And here's the really important part of what Shohei said this week. Now, obviously, earlier in the week, Monday, he spoke with reporters. He did not take questions, but he read from a prepared statement in Japanese that was then interpreted by his new interpreter, Will Ireton, who has been a longtime Dodgers employee. And so Will is a very trusted member of the organization. He's been a Dodger for a long time. And the most important part of that statement to the question that you're asking is that Shohei said he had never willfully made a payment to an illegal bookmaker. Willfully is obviously a very important word there. The implication there is that while obviously there have been reporting about his name being on the memo line of these payments, the implication there is that obviously he's suggesting that Ipay Mizuhara effectively stole that money and through either confusing Shohei or manipulating him or gaining access to his accounts, basically moved the money from Shohei's accounts to that of the alleged illegal bookmaker. But that was Ipe's doing, and that was not something that Shohei was willfully doing. That's what Shohei said on Monday. Now, the thing that I think, Brady, as we talk about what goes forward, is there is the ongoing federal investigation, and whatever statements Shohei makes to those investigators, whatever statements that Ipay Mizuhara makes to those investigators, will, one assumes, eventually see the light of day, and they will tell us a lot more, I'm sure, than whatever statements have been made publicly through spokespeople or those that have been heavily lawyered and made sure that it was obviously out in the public and in a way that the sides wanted them to be. And so the spin, the PR side of this will eventually end, and the whatever is said in the investigation will eventually carry the day. The one piece that I do think is worth noting is that this week ESPN reported that ESPN was not able to confirm the statements made by Ohtani's camp last week that they had contacted the authorities and that they had initiated an investigation into what they said was a massive theft of Shohei's money. So ESPN to this point has not been able to confirm that request happened. And I think that is one piece of the story that certainly will be followed carefully going forward.
JP, I want to follow up with the you were just with the team and had some time to spend around them. I know that we, you know, there's the idea that we'll see how he responds to it as a player, and most likely he will respond positively and respond well. But how does this work for him emotionally and mentally, losing someone that you've been with, who you've depended on to be able to link you to the people that you're around? How does this play out in terms of how he communicates with his teammates and how he communicates with the people around him? Because I would assume that that's what made things run smooth for him and the reason why the interpreter was around him for so long.
Well, that's an excellent point, LeVar. Ipay had extraordinary influence over Shohei day to day. And this was not just a baseball season relationship. They were extraordinarily close friends. Ipay would spend time, according to multiple accounts, at Shohei's house. They became very, very close, almost, as it's been described, like brothers. And so to have that person allegedly betray you, and certainly in a very objective way, to now realize that he's not part of Shohei's life on a daily basis anymore is jarring. Certainly it's jarring. And even one of Shohei's teammates with the Dodgers currently said to the LA Times this week that betrayal is difficult and that's the Dodgers really feel strongly and affirm Shohei's account that, that that's what's happened here. And so it is a new chapter for him, that he's working with a new interpreter. Interestingly, Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, said recently that perhaps that Ipe was at times a bit of a roadblock for information and made it difficult for the team, for coaches, to communicate directly with Shohei about scouting reports, other elements, and that he, that Ipe was truly the gatekeeper. Now, obviously, that took on a new and strange and concerning meaning in the last couple weeks as we've learned what these stories are. But it is certainly a change, LeVar, to his routine and to his life in a lot of ways. I did find it very interesting that Dodger players, there was a great story written by Mike DiGiovanna this week in the LA Times, and they were all very uniformly supportive of Shohei and saying that they support him 100%, that they appreciated what he said. So these, he has, I think right now, the support of the room very, very strongly. I do wonder, though, as the season goes along, inevitably there are going to be tough stretches, even for teams that are great. And if they get off to a difficult April, what happens in terms of just the harmony of the room and how everybody handles things? These are all open questions. It's why I think this team is going to be followed in a different way than almost any other baseball team I can remember. This, in my own mind, I'm just going back in time, and I almost think about this as the LeBron, Wade, and Bosch Miami Heat, and how they were covered, and how there was such win now immediacy on them, and if whenever they struggled, it was, everybody was, a number of fans around the country were cheering about it, and I wonder how much negativity this team will face if they go through a prolonged stretch of losing. It's just and how Shohei responds to that, LeVar, to your question, because he's never quite been at the center of a negative story before. And while this is, you know, from his own standpoint, he says, not his doing, it's still a very complicated one that is not going to go away anytime soon.
Get him on Twitter at John Morosi. He is John Paul Morosi, Fox Sports Radio, MLB Network Insider, and always a pleasure to have you on with us. Thanks, JP. Enjoy Dodger Stadium. Enjoy the festivities. Appreciate you waking up early with us.
Sounds
thanks,
great,
JP.
Guys. Happy opening day to you. Look right. forward to many, many conversations ahead here this baseball season. Thanks for everything, guys.
Sounds good,
there
JP.
He is. That's all awesome. Right. There he is, John
Excellent.
Paul Morosi. Good stuff.
162 games.
Yep.
Big time.
Excellent.
All right, Lee. Can we get a ruling?
What a bunch of
Lee is on the
Lee.
Phone. Lee got a call because of how great we are.
We'll
like,
the,
I mean, how great my question was. I mean,
you didn't get complimented for your question.
Lee, did the thumbs go up immediately upon the completion of my question by you? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Lorena, did it go up? Did your thumb go up, Lorena?
My thumb always goes up.
All right.
And by the way, he did tell me.
I was looking for support, but okay. All right.
And when I talked to JP after, he said, great time as always, fellas.
Yeah.
Well,
because he is a great
guy. I would just say this, okay?
Thanks, JP.
Jonas, for the record, got absolutely
nothing. No response.
And he went out of turn, which is kind of karma.
Yeah.
In my defense, all right. I forget what he said, but it was something.
Oh, he said fair question.
Your
which
question
is
fair. Was your
which
question
like,
was a tad bit long.
It's not
though,
a
Q.
Zero.
It was a tad bit long. I'm just saying. I got out, and I got excellent. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, no, you got you get excellent question. You got excellent point.
Yeah, all right. Well,
which we did discuss in the chat. I'll give you the win. I don't think it should be a full point though.
Okay.
Because he didn't compliment you on your question. He just complimented you on something you said.
I'll take that. Even though it was a question, he did at some point.
For the record.
During the.
Jonas got nothing.
For the record, Jonas got nothing.
But.
I will go with that.
I have an excuse. I'm focused on bigger things like the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge.
Pause.
There you go.
You know, that's the win I'm focused on.
All right.
So, you know, if you guys.
That's what you're focused on? Because you are number one on the host pole
for a few more hours.
Okay,
then
that's
it all
right.
Goes downhill.
I'm gonna go grab it.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we are gonna close up shop with another edition of You In or You Out, and that's yours here on FSR.
Excellent.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. If you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. We're going to be back on the air coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, for a Football Friday. But right now, it's time to close up shop with this.
This is really big news.
Two pros and a cup of Joe want you to know if they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
All right, lead the lap. What do we got?
Well, guys, it's opening day
out!
And Sweet 16. So, something I just saw on the ticker that went by is a new sparkling water flavored, and it is flavored hot dog. Hot dog sparkling water.
Out.
No. Good yeah. God.
Sounds horrifying. Yeah. Revolting. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, disgusting.
Yeah. Good call, everybody. All right. How about
what?
Good call, everybody. Right. Eskimo Pie Day. It's Eskimo Pie Day.
In.
Out.
Hold on a second.
You're allowed to call them that still?
No.
That's
where are you going to call it now?
Else, Lee.
Where are we going to call it
I
now?
I don't know. It is what it is. It's
Lee, get your head out of the gutter.
In.
By the way, I'm trying to look up what. Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember those.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
I don't know that we can.
Lee definitely knows all.
All right,
about
wait. Hold on a second. I'm seeing another meaning to that.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, why not?
Guys, it's been hinted that we might get a Happy Gilmore 2. Are you guys in or out on Happy Gilmore 2?
It won't be the same.
I mean,
I'd be curious to see what they do with it, though.
If Dan Patrick's in, I'm in.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's going to be in it, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
It's pretty cool.
Wasn't Bob Barker in that one, too?
Damn.
He won't be in it either.
What
huh?
Damn, what's wrong?
Golly.
Okay. And what about Carl Weathers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't be the same.
Well, what else we got, Lee?
Cowboys might bring back Ezekiel Elliott. Are you in or out on that?
In,
yeah.
Out.
See it back in the star.
How it
in.
Why not?
Got to make up for that final play.
Yeah, I think he should go back. He should have never left.
Yeah. Good call.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.